Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III is out of surgery this afternoon after repairs to two knee ligaments. Dr. James Andrews performed the surgery. He says it's everyone's hope and belief Griffin will be ready for next season. It was a fix of his torn LCL and a redo of the ACL reconstruction Griffin had in college.
Dr. David Guyer joins us now. He's sports medicine director at the Medical University of South Carolina. Thanks so much for being here, Dr. Guyer.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So, you know, it sounds bad to the layman. I mean, these two big repairs. What kind of recovery are we talking about, and how bad was it?
Well, it's hard to say without specifically being involved. From what it sounds like from the media reports, it sounds like Dr. Andrews sewed the lateral collateral ligament, the ligament on the outside of the knee or out away from the midline of your body. He sewed that back together. In addition, he, when you say redo, essentially his first ACL surgery from back when he was at Baylor, it retore, and so he put in a new ligament. From what I heard, he actually used the patella tendon from his opposite knee because they had already used part of the patella tendon in that knee in his first surgery. So it sounds like a lot, and unfortunately it is a lot. Both of those ligaments had to be fixed. Now he'll go through a process of getting his motion back and his strength back and then cutting and pivoting ability. It's a long process.
Now, football fans will note that Adrian Peterson, the star running back of the Minnesota Vikings, had a torn ACL at the end of last year. He came back this year to have one of the greatest seasons ever in pro football. Does his knee compare to RG3's? Is there a comparable best-case scenario we could get out of this?
Unfortunately, it's hard to say other than maybe work ethic. You know, I think he's in good hands. I would argue he's in very good hands, and I'm sure he's going to work very hard with his rehab. They are very different injuries. There's two distinctions between Adrian Peterson and then what supposedly Griffin has. One is that he also has this LCL surgery. So he's got a bigger surgery in the sense that it's two ligaments that had to be reconstructed. Peterson usually, that's an ACL-MCL, but that usually only needs the ACL. So that's the first difference. The other one would be, again, that it's a revision operation, and we know generally with athletes undergoing a second ACL surgery that the success rates aren't as good as a primary ACL, and they take longer to get better. It's certainly possible that he gets back in the same amount of time, but it's probably not as expected as it would be for someone with just an ACL surgery.
Dr. Guyer, 15 seconds. How long do these fixes last when people are using their knees like that on the field?
They typically have very good results getting back to the same and higher level of sports. That doesn't say that they can't land wrong or get hit and have it happen again, but generally they get back to play at the same level they were.
Dr. Guyer, thanks for your insight. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Dr. David Guyer, sports medicine director at the Medical University of South Carolina.